from the outdoors. Award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show. Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for I in the outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everyone. Your host, Ray I, here with Peanut, Matty G, and the Vogler Vogger. We're back in the bunker. Ray I Radio, I on the outdoors. Another, yes, indeed, boys and girls, another beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Listen to that campfire. Pour you another cup of Thomas Coffee. Hey, before I get into what's on the show and do a couple local announcements, I'd like to do a little shout-out. We usually don't do a lot of shout-outs, but pretty important. Our great friend Bobby Whitehead, outdoor guide guru, is at home recovering. He had got an infection during spring turkey season, and he's still attached to a machine. He should be able to get that off either this – I believe he told me this week. We send our best out to Bobby. Get well soon. We're really concerned about you. It's great to hear you're on the road to recovery. And then back home, Daddy Dern's back home, and I haven't had a chance to get over and see him. We want to wish him the best this morning and glad he's doing better. I'm going to bring you some magazines and come down and see you. And I want everybody's thoughts and prayers out for our great friend and my brother, Mark Strand, and we wish him nothing but the best and a lot of strength to them and their family, and hang in there and everything will be good, and we'll be down the road in the Ozarks real soon hunting again. So get well. Get well soon, all of you. And we appreciate you. You're all part of the show, part of our outdoor family, right, Vogler Vogler? Yeah. And on the show, we're going to run out and grab Linda Powell. We're going to talk to Linda about that 590. We've made an announcement here about that new 590. We're on 590 The Fan, and this is 590 Shotgun, and some of the awards they won. But more importantly to me, we're going to ask Linda what it's like for her, what she thinks about being inducted in the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, which is coming up 25th of August. Correct, Vogler Vogler?
Yes.
It's yes. This year's event will be held aboard the General Jackson Showboat, Music City Queen in Nashville, Tennessee, on Saturday, August 25th, along the Cumberland River. Boarding begins at 9 a.m. and will be followed by the banquet and induction ceremony at 10. That's a 2018 Legends of the Outdoors. What are you laughing at, Hall of Fame?
It was on the river? River?
On the river.
Oh, I thought you said river.
No, I said river. I know what I said. And our news guy.
Missouri Department of Conservation is going to permanently close Buck and Doe Run Conservation Area August 22nd.
It's one of the few times
they ever did that. You know, their lease went up and they're not renewing it. It's a rather wild and what do they call those? Primitive.
Primitive.
Primitive area. And this is National Shooting Sports Month. And there's three ways to get involved. Post pictures and comments on your event. Encourage your customers to enter Trigger Time Sweepstakes. And continue to add your August events, classes, and sales promotions displayed in National Events Calendar and letsgoshooting.org.
You find it interesting, Matty G, when we have a guest on or something, Peanut sets up, cocks her head, and when Vogler reads the news, she's snoring.
I know how she feels.
You notice that?
Yeah, it's all I can do for me not to do the same.
Hunters collectively pay more than $1.6 billion annually for conservation programs across America. You need to remember that. Right, Vogelvogel?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Hunters collectively. You know, what is there, about 60 million gun owners, law-abiding gun owners in America now?
And we haven't done a damn thing wrong.
Nobody shot anybody yesterday. I got a invitation here for Explore the Outdoors, St. Louis. This is Thursday, September the 6th. From 5:30 to 9 p.m. at the Schaefly Brewing Company on Locust Street. And it says you are cordially invited to join the Conservation Federation of Missouri for Explore the Outdoors. This is pretty cool. Former St. Louis Rams linebacker Will Witherspoon is going to be the speaker. Tickets are $75 per person, or purchase a sponsor table of 12 for only $850. All tickets include a one-year membership from CFM. To register, visit www.confedmo.org. Right?
That's where we were at last year, Channel 9?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. And, of course, the General Jackson Showboat is coming up really quick on August 25th.
Woo-hoo.
Boarding at 6:15, cruise at 7, returning at 10. That's the evening. That's the 24th. That's for the ride with the legends. And then, of course, on the 25th is the induction ceremony. And our great friend and sponsor from Mossberg, Linda Powell, is going into the Hall of Fame this year. And that's so cool. I would like to give you a few hunting facts. We get a lot of... Actually, anymore, not as much as I did there for, you know, there for a while. I was getting a lot of hate mail about stuff we talked about. But here are some facts. As of 2012, hunters and target shooters have paid more than $7.2 billion in excise taxes through federal aid and wildlife restoration act since its passage in 1937. Sportsmen and women contribute nearly $8 million a day to support wildlife and wildlife agencies. And it's important that you know these facts, because there's some individuals out there to point the finger at you and say you're a bad person because you shoot little furry, you know, Disney creatures. The average hunter spends $2,484 every year on a sport. I know there's a lot of guys spends a lot more than that. But here's the reason I'm giving you this, too, is this is really important. Teenage girls are the fastest growing market in the sport of shooting. How cool is that?
That is,
and a lot of that is directly responsible to gals like our great friend Linda Powell. What a role model she is for these young ladies as a woman hunter, and the things she does. And she's generated millions of magazine, or reach millions of people with magazine articles, television, radio, and all the stuff she does out there with the media hunts, and always supports our kids, especially the youth hunters, with guns for the youth hunts and things like that.
What is Mark Strand's niece's name? The really neat young lady.
Why would you ask me that, right?
Ellie? Ellie.
Don't ask me questions this time in the morning. I don't like doing this 6 o'clock thing. It's according to the research, 72% more women are hunting with firearms today than just 5 years ago. Think about that. 72% more women are hunting with firearms today than just 5 years ago. And 50% more women are now target shooting. Americans hunt combined 282 million days per year. That's an average of 21 days per hunter. That's amazing. More than 38 million Americans hunt and fish. And do we have a drum roll? Can you get a drum roll? Why don't we do a drum roll before we go to break? We're going to do it. Matty G is going to find us a drum roll. So there we go. Drum roll, please. Hunters and anglers support more than 680,000 U.S. jobs. And there you go, boys and girls.
Waterfowl hunting reservations with Missouri Department of Conservation. Apply online September 1st through the 18th. To hunt waterfowl for 12 Missouri Department of Conservation managed wetland areas. You can look at mdc.mo.gov. Missouri Trappers Association.
Really?
2018 Fall Rendezvous.
Yeah.
Utilizing our abundant Missouri wildlife. Come and join the fun and camaraderie at the Fall Rendezvous on September 14th, 15th, and until noon on Sunday.
You know,
that will be held at the Commons in Salem, Missouri.
Oh, yeah, down at Salem.
For reservations, call 573-453-6551. 50-50 raffle drawing is going to be $10
Focus,
a ticket.
Matt. Focus on the show.
For $50. And you can enter. You can
Focus,
call
Matt.
For 573-216.
Eyes this way.
8422. Missouri Department of Conservation reminds hunters, Mike Ferry, and bird and waterfowl season starts in September. Teal starts on the 8th. Remember that. They are off in a kayak clinic in Rocky Fork Lakes Conservation Area.
That's cool, though. People need to know how to use those. It could be pretty dangerous. Get upside down and can't get back up. That's not a good thing.
It happens to me all the time.
So many kayaks on the rivers now. They're starting to outnumber the canoes.
August 25th, concealed carry class hosted by Anderson Service, Missouri gunsmith Murray Anderson, Saturday, September 25th at 8:30 to 5 p.m.
Oh, I'd go to that, but I got to be at the Legends in Nashville.
And that's 911 County Road, 3500, Mountain View, Missouri, 65548. Hosted by Anderson Services.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
You haven't done that in a while. Inside joke, boys and girls. Sorry about that. Usually don't work on the radio, but that one might. And we'll see you on the other side.